Wake Up with Nikki and Zamello.
Nikki and Zamello. Thanks to the Mandra Forum.
97.3 Coast FM.
How long do you reckon we've had Wikipedia?
A long time, since the beginning of time.
Well, as someone that was around at the beginning of time, I could say no, it wasn't there when everything started. Wikipedia kicked off this day, 2001.
Okay.
Which, I mean,
I guess internet was kind of kicking in then, wasn't it?
Yeah, which is a fair... I mean, you know, it was a bit different. You could much more easily go in there and change it than you can now.
Yes.
Which I may have
How
done.
How fun is that?
I may have done once or twice, just quietly. But yeah, there you go. I mean, before that, people had to just know stuff.
Yeah, you had to use an encyclopedia.
Books, I know. Wow. It's very old school. So happy birthday, Wikipedia. And thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so very much.
All the knowledge.
Nikki and Zamello's.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Okay, are you a fan of spiders?
No.
Okay,
who
good.
Is?
In what may be every arachnophobe's worst nightmare, footage has been posted online showing the sky in Brazil filled with hundreds of spiders as they appear to rain down from above.
The now, sky? They're
yeah.
What?
Well, as it turns out, it's not actually a spider downfall. They're actually moving around on top of a huge canopy-like web, with experts saying it's quite typical of them in the area for that time of year. When it's humid, they make a temporary shared web. Now,
what?
Let's stop and think about this for a second here. Spiders are working together on a building project.
And they're enclosing us in a dome.
I'm never going to sleep again.
Yuck. Wait, so their webs are that light that they can, when it's humid, the air is dense enough for them to make webs in the air.
And they get together and they make like these canopy things over things.
And then they drop on us all.
Yeah. That's
and wrap
plans.
Us up like flies and eat us.
So, but they get together and build stuff. We should have got them to do the arena. They probably could have brought it in cheaper.
Probably.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The release date for Game of Thrones Season 8 has been revealed.
Oh.
So we knew before it was in April, but we've got an actual date now.
Okay, right.
And the dramatic trailer that goes with it shows the remaining Stark children, Sansa, Arya and Jon Snow, walking through the crypts of Winterfell. They each pass the statues of Ned and Catelyn Stark with voiceovers from both of them from seasons past.
Okay.
This horror that's come to my family. Because I couldn't love a motherless child.
Okay, so she said the horror that's come to my family all because I couldn't love a motherless child?
Correct.
Okay.
You are a Stark. You might not have my name. But you have my blood.
Okay.
You are a Stark.
Yes.
You may not have my name.
Right.
But you have my blood.
Okay, thank you. And that's essentially the sound of my heart freezing over.
Mm.
To be fair, there's a lot of visual that goes with that.
You might want to check it out. But the noise at the end there is the ground freezing over and the cold creeping in from the White Walkers. The video was posted by HBO with the caption, April 14.
Uh-huh.
April 14. So get ready, Game of Thrones. Mark it in your diary. 3 months to go.
Done.
Chris Pratt and Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, Catherine, are engaged. The pair have been dating since late 2017 and announced the news via Instagram yesterday. Chris's ex, Anna Faris, commented on the post as well, congratulating the couple, saying she is so happy for them both. Now, we have a due date for the royal baby, DeMello.
Oh, really?
We do. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have revealed the little bub is due in late April, early May, and that they won't be finding out the gender beforehand. So it'll be a surprise for all of us.
Oh, well, we'll all find out together.
We will, all holding hands.
Nikki and Zamello's 3 things you need to know.
There are plenty of snakes about at this time of year.
Yeah, snakey.
And the call has gone out from experts not to pick them up.
Well, yeah.
But
why would you?
You say that, but then I walked past someone that was doing that. They were
doing
in complete croc hunter mode.
Full khaki and everything.
Went in to pick it up and then kind of backed away.
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe got a hand on it and then went, oh, yeah, maybe not.
Don't touch them.
Don't even do that. There are people you can ring, like if the rangers aren't available. If you look up Snake Catchers Mandurah, there is actually a website that has got two numbers on there you can ring. So there's people you can call.
And really, if they're not bothering you, walk around.
Them. Yeah, exactly.
Go the long way.
Now, Australia Day is on its way. That's not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yep.
And the Mandurah Masters Swimming Club's Australia Day Swim is back.
Nice.
For anyone aged 8 and up, if you are keen, you can register on the day at Mandurah Yacht Club or online at wowswims.com.au. And the Australian Word Watchers at the Macquarie Dictionary have picked their 2018 word of the year, and the word is...
Not a word.
Two words. The word is me too.
Yep, very topical, but not a word.
Correct.